Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we are focusing on Middle Tennessee State University. And right off the bat, let's talk about something coming up that's going to be a lot of fun. And I know you will want to be a part of this. We're going to be talking with Paul Wydra this morning, the Assistant Director of the Office of Alumni Relations. Paul, good morning to you. Good to have you with us today.
Well, good morning. I appreciate being here. Thank you very much.
Big things happening. Tell us what's happening on Saturday, August the 8th.
Well, it is the annual Pigskin pregame event, which is a big fundraiser for us. We love doing this event every year. It's a social event for a good cause. All the funds raised goes to the Alumni Legacy Scholarship, which is a very unique scholarship. It's awarded to children or grandchildren of MTSU alumni. It's the only scholarship of its kind, and it's only been around for a few years now. So all the money for this event goes to that scholarship, and this upcoming school year, we have awarded 9 scholarships. They're $1,000 scholarships per student, so it's a very, very good cause.
Very good, and the Pigskin pregame, that's always a fun event.
Yes, yes, yeah, we think so. It's also, of course, a football kickoff, too. We kind of piggyback on that with football season kicking off about 4 weeks later. It's always helpful to be involved in that, too, because we're excited about the football season, of course. I mean,
this year you have a brand new location.
We do. We're very, very excited about it. They have been great working with us. It's the Grove at Williamson Place. And you might not recognize that name, but you probably recognize the location. It's the Strawberry Patch. Beatty Farm Strawberry Patch, which
right.
is across from Embassy Suites and the new hotels there, right before you get on 24. And the address is actually 3250 Wilkinson Park. But it's the Grove at Williamson Place. And it's they've really done a lot of work out there, and we're really excited about showing it off. This is kind of their grand opening. This is their first public event. They've had some private events, some parties and things. I think some weddings out there. Mm-hmm. But it's a new event space here in Murfreesboro, and great location, great people. Brandon and Catherine Witt, they're alumni of MTSU, and I've worked with closely with Brandon on getting this event kind of in the works and at that location. So people are really gonna, they took a barn, and just full restoration of this barn, beautiful. And I know they have a Facebook page, and you can see some pictures on there. But it's really a venue, and it's a great venue for this event, which, like I said, is a social event with entertainment, food, and it's just an easy flow atmosphere. So we're definitely excited. But it's the Grove at Williamson Place.
Now
so.
These barns, these are big barns, and you take a classic big barn, and you can do wonders with them. It's just beautiful what they've
done. Yes, it is. It is.
And of course, you mentioned this is the place that is really well known for selling strawberries.
Yes.
But now, do you get into it behind the road behind the Chamber of Commerce, or can you get in from Medical Center Parkway?
Correct. No, it is the road behind the Chamber. There's a Thornton's gas station
mm-hmm,
there,
mm-hmm.
And then there's a tire center, I believe.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. So it is that road, and you turn there, and then that actually takes you to Wilkinson Pike, and then you make a left, and that's what gets you that road to the Strawberry Patch and into the Grove at Williamson Place. So, you cannot have access directly from Medical Center Parkway. It is, you're going to have to turn in right behind that Thornton's there. So
if you're on Thompson Lane, you can turn directly onto Wilkinson Pike, right there where you're sort of, you can see the Middle Tennessee, Middle Tennessee Medical Center, fell back into the wrong era. St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Yes.
New Vision Baptist Church, that area. So as you turn onto Wilkinson Pike, that'll take you directly. Just don't get off of it.
Yes.
Go behind the battlefield.
Yep.
A whole bit there.
Yeah, that's probably the more scenic route. So, yeah.
watch for deers.
The history route, yes.
But a beautiful area. And so this is coming. When is it going to be?
The date?
Yes.
Saturday, August 8th. And it's kicks off at 6 p.m. And we have till 10 on here. 6 o'clock. But then once again, it's Saturday, August 8th, and this is an annual event. This is actually the ninth one that I've been involved with, which is still kind of scary that I just to say this is the ninth one, the ninth pigskin that I've been involved with. But you know, we've been lucky with this event. You know, we've had a consistently a great turnout. You know, we have great sponsors. I mean, this year, the Tennessee Pork Producers, you know, have donated. The meat, and then the Blue Porch is going to do our catering, and Stones River Total Beverages and Mayday Brewery, MTSU Vending Services, Pepsi, all great sponsors for us, really help us. I mean, we couldn't raise the money we do without the sponsors and, you know, and without what they do for us. So we're really lucky in that regard.
Now, how do we get tickets?
Easiest way is probably just online, which is just our website, which is mtalumni.com. That's just mtalumni.com. We have a page dedicated just to Pigskin pregame. Click a button and you can reserve tickets. Tickets are $35 per person. And that includes your food, your drink, the entertainment, which is going to be Eric Nicholas, which is a Nashville recording artist, is going to be playing for us. But you can also call our office, which is 615-898-2922. Once again, that's 615-898-2922. And then our website, once again, is mtalumni.com. And then our email is alumni@mtsu.edu. So lots of different ways to get a hold of us. You know, and like I said, this is a fundraiser. And it really, really is a unique scholarship that, you know, we can take some of, we've had past winners that are fourth generation MTSU students. And, you know, so it's great to reward them, you know, and their family that's had MTSU in their bloodlines that long. So it's, you know, for us, it's a great scholarship.
Oh, absolutely. This is about as good as it gets. I mean, you're expanding the MTSU family to new generations there.
Exactly.
And so this special scholarship is available to children, grandchildren, family members of former alumni.
Yes, there's all the information on the Alumni Legacy Scholarship is also on our website, which is mtalumni.com, and you can go on there and you can read about the about the scholarship. And if, you know, if you have a student or if you have a son or daughter at MT and you didn't know about the scholarship, please go on and you know, read some information about it, you know, and if they qualify, I would strongly suggest anyone and everyone, I tell parents that all the time, if they ask about scholarships, worst they can do is say no. So apply to anything you see, and you know, hey, if it works out, it's money. Yeah. So, you know,
so if your child is already at MTSU, you still have a chance.
Yes, it's an upperclassman scholarship, so they actually have to have at least 30 hours. You know, so it's not open to incoming freshmen, but once they get through their first two semesters, they can apply. And like I said, we're awarding 9 for this upcoming school year. You know, it's $9,000 in scholarships, and that's in a lot, you know, has to do with Pigskin pregame and, you know, as the main fundraiser of this fund. Also our Alumni Association board, who helps us greatly with, you know, with this scholarship and donations and all of our great sponsors for Pigskin pregame. And there's a list of sponsors on mtalumni.com. And you can also sponsor as well by just going to our website. And if that's something you would like to do, my information's on there. You can contact me, and you know, we'd love to work that out.
And of course, you get to meet the coach and the team. And all
yes, hopefully some coaches will be there. Hasn't been confirmed yet. We're waiting because I know preparing for fall, coaches are somewhat busy,
especially August 8th.
Yeah, we understand that. So, we hope to have some coaches there. And we'll see. But it's definitely getting into the busy time of the year. Well, I don't know if they have a slow time of year. I don't think they do.
No,
they might have 2 days and I don't know, mid-June or something, where I think they don't do anything. But other than that, I think they're busy all the time. So,
circle that date on your calendar, Saturday, August the 8th. And this is a good opportunity to check out The Grove at Williamson Place, which, as Paul had indicated, this is really, you know it as the Strawberry Patch across from the Embassy Suites. And they've taken the barn there, classic barn, and really made it into a piece of art.
Yeah, it's they're still adding to it, and it is a beautiful venue, and I think it's only going to get better. And we're definitely excited to work with them and all of our sponsors and have another great event. So look forward to seeing everybody there.
Check out The Grove, and this is their, so to speak, grand opening. So if you're looking for a place for a wedding dinner or something of that sort, this could be the place. And it's just another one of those neat things here in the community for us all to enjoy. The Pigskin Pregame, Saturday, August the 8th. And that's at The Grove, right across from the Embassy Suites. The tickets, $35 each, and it all goes to a special scholarship. And the scholarship is for children, grandchildren, family members of MTSU alumni. And as Paul had indicated, it's not for incoming freshmen. You have to have 30 hours under your belt.
Correct.
These are students who've proven that they're going to stay there.
Yes.
We're not just going to come in, have some fun, and,
we hope not.
And move on.
I know that happens. I've heard that from time to time with some students. But, yeah.
You and I, whenever we went to school, we were serious.
Yes. I went to class every day and took notes just feverishly. Let me tell you.
In our dreams.
Yes, exactly.
So things probably have not changed.
No, of course not.
So check out the Pigskin Pregame, Saturday, August the 8th. And again, Paul, give us the contact information.
Our phone number is 615-898-2922. And our website is mtalumni.com. And you can actually go and you can make reservations online. You can pay online. And then if you have any questions, you can email us at alumni@mtsu.edu. And, please get a hold of us if you have any questions. And, we look forward to having another big group on the 8th and showing off The Grove at Williamson Place.
Sounds like a winner. Paul, thank you for joining us this morning. Paul Wydra on the first segment, and he is the Assistant Director of the Office of Alumni Relations. Stay with us. Much more to come on WGNS. We're going to be talking about the Tennessee Barometer, the Business Barometer. We're going to check it. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the weather, I don't believe.
Drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same. My huckleberry friend, River, and me.
I happened to glance up, and the clear sky was gone.
Coast to coast, all night, every night.
All I could see was something round and black.
On WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Hi, everyone. This is Dave Kiven and me at Music World and Drummer's Den. We've got a fantastic lesson program at Music World and Drummer's Den for guitar, bass, piano, drums. We're very pleased and proud to announce the addition of the Martin Acoustic Guitar Line. This is Dave Kiven and me at Music World and Drummer's Den. 2762 South Church in Murfreesboro, across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Come by and see us.
The pork at Peter D's is delicious.
We have multiple different types of pork options for you. We have a smoked bone-in pork. We got fried pork. We have grilled that's prepared with a Mediterranean style. We have traditional barbecue ribs, and we have a candied barbecue ribs, which are made with a cinnamon sugar that we grill after smoking the ribs themselves.
At Peter D's.
Many of the items we have came from our staff members. Our kitchen manager was a chef that trained in Paris. And then we had another chef who has worked at Opryland Hotel. And between the two of them, they've come up with some amazing dishes that we've been able to add to the menu as well.
Great food, always at Peter D's.
We now take reservations, and we now take reservations online.
That's at Peter D's. Enjoy a meal with the Demas family.
So come on over and have a meal with us at Peter D's. We're on Medical Center Parkway right next to the avenue.
Come over and eat with the Demas family.
Peter D's, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and Demas's for lunch and dinner.
Get more for your money when you play it again. Play it again, sports!
Create your own discount. Bring in your old sporting goods and walk out with new equipment. Trade in, trade up, play it again sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning once again. No reports of accidents or incidents in Murfreesboro at this time. We do have some slowdown, though. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway. All still very busy for us. Church Street at MTSU Boulevard, Memorial Boulevard at Medical Center Parkway. With congestion, we have Broad at Church and Broad at Memorial with busy traffic. Cookies by Design. Need to send a gift to someone? Have a cookie bouquet hand delivered the same day or next day all over Middle Tennessee. Call 615-851-1433 or shop online at cookiesbydesign.com. I'm Randy O'Brien, News Radio WGNS, Air Watch Traffic.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
A heat advisory remains in effect here for the forecast area. A few spotty showers and storms possible late today. Partial sunshine at times, a high in the mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Right now, 84.
Hello, this is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We'd love to have you come by and visit our office at 2230 Mercury Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. We've always got a hot pot of coffee on and generally have a hot cookie waiting for you. If you're interested in stashing away some money for the future, please come by and visit with us and let us explain our various savings products to you. We're First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
He's Rutherford County's consumer warrior.
This is the real deal.
Mark Howard, weekdays 11 to 1 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
For when I wanted you, I was so lonely and so.
Hey, welcome back. Today we're focusing on Middle Tennessee State University. And in this segment, Dr. Tim Greff is with us. He's the marketing professor and director of MTSU's Office of Consumer Research. And you've done some work with the Middle Tennessee Chamber, the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce, lots of folks doing sort of a barometer of business. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. We have been doing consumer confidence surveys since the year 2000. We've done those surveys just in Middle Tennessee. But we've recently determined that we need to go statewide in our measures of what consumers think, but also what business people think. So what we did was we've come up with this new survey, and we've partnered with the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce and Industry. And we are sending out online surveys to members of the different chambers of commerce across the state. And we've come up with a survey that asked them various different questions, measuring their perceptions of the economy, perceptions of business conditions, of regulation, of employment issues, whether or not they think they're going to be hiring more or hiring fewer. And we've created an index, which we're calling the Tennessee Business Barometer.
What are you finding on this? What are the responses from the public?
This is the first installment of the Tennessee Business Barometer survey. We're planning on doing it four times a year. So the next time we do it will be in October. Okay. So we don't have anything to compare it to right now, but what we can tell you is what we found right now. We found that in general, business people across the state feel fairly comfortable with the current economy and current business conditions. They're a little bit hesitant, though. They're a little bit cautious about the future of the economy and they have some concerns and some issues.
Okay, so they're by being comfortable, but a little cautious about the future, they are not jumping in and expanding. They're not asking for loans to build new buildings.
Well, when we ask them specifically questions about their business, what they expect about their business, will they grow? Will they invest? Will their sales increase in terms of profitability? Will it be more profitable, less profitable? They're generally pretty optimistic about their business. So the more local you get, the more optimistic they become. When we ask them about the overall national economy, they're kind of non-committal. There's a large majority that think that the overall national economy is kind of in between. It's neither good nor bad. And when you ask them about the future of the national economy, they're also non-committal. They majority of them think it's going to stay about the same. But when you get down to more specific economies, the Tennessee economy, they have much more optimistic perceptions of the Tennessee economy, much more optimistic perceptions of their industry, and much more optimistic perceptions about their own firm.
Do they have any thoughts, and do you see a trend in their views of how to make the national economy stronger?
Well, we don't have anything that we can compare these results to directly right now, because this is the first time we've done the survey. In October, we'll have something to compare it to track some trends. But when we take a look at the results, they're concerned about staffing issues. This is an interesting result we found. There's kind of an unusual tension going on. When you ask them about hiring, the majority of them expect to increase hiring, which is good news for people coming out of college, graduates, or just anybody out there looking for a job. They expect to be hiring people. But then when you ask them, is it easy to find qualified employees, the vast majority say it's very difficult to find them. And in fact, only 1% or 2% say it's very easy to find qualified employees. So you've got this interesting tension. They want to grow and they want to expand and they feel confident about the future of their business. But in terms of hiring employees to help them grow, they're finding it very difficult to find those people.
So you're saying that businesses are willing to hire.
Yes,
they just can't find the right people.
They're having, yes, that's the interesting tension going on. They're optimistic about their business. They expect it to grow. They want it to grow, and they need people to grow their businesses. But they're also having a difficult time finding those people, finding the qualified employees.
Do they say why? I mean, are the people just not trained?
We didn't get into this in this survey. We don't have the ability to follow up and ask them why they say that. But this is not something specific to just Tennessee. Nationwide surveys have found, workforce surveys have found, that employees are having difficulty finding the right people, qualified
employees. That's
interesting.
You wonder, are the people, is the workforce serious today? Mm-hmm. Or are they just out there, well, let me have a job for a few months, put a little money aside, then I'm going to play some more. I mean, what is the mindset?
That could be part of it. It could be that just certain industries are looking for certain types of skills. Perhaps the employees out there just don't have the skills that they're looking for. We have done, not just in this survey, but in previous research we've done, we've asked employers what they're looking for in employees. And pretty much across the board, no matter what industry you deal with, the number one skill is communication. And not just written communication, not just formal presentations in front of a group of people, but just the informal day-to-day in the hallway, speaking with someone in their office over the phone, that's the communication skill that they're looking for. And it's lumped under the heading of soft skills. That's what they're looking for. People who have these soft skills that can go out and talk to customers, talk to other employees, and just communicate.
Is this the end result of our technology era? People are not communicating except with emails and texting and stuff
like that.
Well,
that's, you could, I don't know if it's the end result, but it's certainly an offshoot from it. Yeah, that people are spending so much time looking at their phones and communicating with, you know, Snapchat and Facebook, but they're not communicating face to face. But that's what business people need. I've seen recent surveys that when people have a problem, consumers have a problem, and they want to complain to a business, the majority of them still want to be able to pick up the phone and speak to
a
person.
Yeah.
And it's getting more and more difficult to be able to even just find the phone number on a website for a business.
Push this one if you want to talk to such and such department. Push this one to let us know if you want this in English, Spanish, or whatever the options are.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to the right point, you're so frustrated.
Wear you down.
Why do the businesses not realize this? Is this just somebody selling them a phone system?
The smart businesses do. There are many, many businesses out there who are very successful who do understand this. And they put customer service number one. And in fact, what you're finding is that my area is marketing. The most effective marketers out there today, businesses that are marketers, spend as much, maybe even if not more, money and effort marketing to their employees than they do to customers. Because if you get the employees motivated, willing to provide good service, to go out of their way to help customers, that will then just make the customers happier, and that will grow your business.
Now, when you talk with business persons throughout Tennessee for this barometer that you're working mm-hmm. on, this you've had one under your belt now, are you finding a lot of people who are willing to participate, or are they? Do you have to really search to get some people to help you?
We are using the Chamber of Commerce, their database of members, and we're sending out the survey through the Chamber of Commerce. That's where the partnership with the Chamber of Commerce comes in. We are providing, it's kind of a win-win situation for both. The university, we're providing our expertise in crafting the instrument, writing the questions, doing the analysis, and interpreting the results. The Chamber, they're winning because their mission is to be an advocate for business. So they need to know what business people are thinking, what issues are on their mind, what concerns they have, so that when they go to the legislature, they can say, look, we've got these results, and this is what business people are worried about. These are the issues that are concerning them.
There are three major divisions, obviously, in Tennessee, mm-hmm. As they call them, the three grand divisions.
Right.
Are the thoughts, business thoughts, in each division different, or is Tennessee pretty unified?
We'll be tracking that as we go in the future. As we go and we get a larger and larger sample size, as word of this gets out and we get more and more people willing to participate, and then we'll get a big enough sample where we can break it down by the three regions, east, west, and middle.
So you're asking them 17 specific questions.
Correct.
How many responses are you getting? And are you getting enough to have a comfortable...
Yeah, we had this first time we have about 136.
136
responses from business people across the state. And these are people who are business owners, CEOs, principals, senior managers, and managers. So you have to be at least a manager level to complete the survey. Mm-hmm. And we're just expecting that as word of this survey gets out and it gets promoted more by the Chamber of Commerce, we'll end up with a much bigger sample.
So the more accurate, I guess.
Well, statistically, the more accurate. That's the nature of sampling. If you have a good representative sample with 136 and you go out and you get 200 more people from the same population sampled the same way, you're probably just going to keep getting more of the same answers. So statistically, you'll get more accuracy, but your conclusions probably won't change much. And I'm pretty comfortable with what we found in this first survey. It seems to be a pretty broad spectrum of different types of industries, different parts of the state. So, you know, what we found here, I'm pretty comfortable with. That represents what business people are thinking.
Tell us a little more about what you did find. I mean, you mentioned that people are comfortable with the economy, but they're having a hard time hiring.
They feel better about the local economies. They feel pretty optimistic about their business. When we asked them about challenges, different issues that they're facing, there were five big ones that emerged, what we're calling the big five. First one was staffing. By far, that was the number one. When we asked them to rank them, that was the number one rank by far. The having problems finding employees. Then rising health care costs, which seems obvious when you think about it now. They're just not worried. They're worried about what's going to happen in the future and paying for health care costs for employees. Then increasing business and government regulation was number three. So they're worried about regulation, increasing regulation, and that just creates a drag on business because the more regulation you impose, the more time it takes to fulfill those regulations, to make sure that you're complying with those regulations. You may even have to hire someone to make sure you're complying, and it's a drag on the business. It takes away your resources. And the final two were political and economic uncertainty. So those were the big five issues that business people have on their minds right now.
If you look at the majority of the five things that you talked about right there, three to four of them had close ties to the government being able to solve it. Or maybe you could say the government is the problem behind it. Does the government look at your survey?
Well, maybe. I don't know if they do or not. We can send it to them. But, you know, when you're in business, the one thing you don't want is uncertainty. You can deal with problems if you know they're going to be coming, because then you can plan for it and adjust. But the one thing you can't deal with very well is uncertainty. And I think when you mentioned government issues, that's where that uncertainty comes in, because business owners they're just not sure what's going to happen, what new laws and what new regulations are going to be imposed on them. So it's difficult for them to plan for what they can't be certain that's going to happen.
And I guess the health issue, you said that was right mm-hmm. up toward the top. And,
yeah.
and that was presented to us as a way to save mm-hmm. on health cost. Well, it has certainly done the opposite. I think for most people, they've seen the cost escalate, go through the ceiling.
Yes.
And this survey that you're doing is proving this is one of the major things.
Yeah, and even when you ask them other issues, for example, taxes, that's not that big of a concern. They're not concerned with it. It's just the healthcare costs and the regulation.
Yeah. And the regulation, that's another part there. Mm-hmm. No matter what business you are in, there are probably new things that you're having to fill out to track and all that.
Government agencies imposing strict guidelines, regulations on you, yes. And it sucks away hours, time, resources to be able to comply with those regulations. And now, they may be good, but they still take away your ability to do other things.
And that cost more money. And
which
when
ends
that
up costing more for the consumer,
which creates uncertainty in
which
the future.
Which creates more uncertainty, so there you go. Yes.
a vicious circle.
Yeah.
And so this is one thing Middle Tennessee State University is doing to you can't really make it better, but you can make people aware of problems.
And like I mentioned, this was a win-win for both the Chamber of Commerce and for the university. What the university gets out of it is we are able to fulfill our public service mission. That's one component of our university's mission is public service. And this is one way that we in the College of Business can serve the public is by being a means of which we can provide information to business owners, to business people. Because these types of indices, the Consumer Confidence Index, these business barometers where we measure what people think, they can be predictors of the economy. Because 2/3 of the American economy is consumer spending. So if consumers are feeling good, they will spend money, which will grow the economy. And if consumers feel bad, pessimistic, they stop spending, which then slows down the economy. And the business, what we're finding in the business barometer, they're pretty much reacting to what they see consumers doing.
One thing that I noticed that's really important in any information that people use, especially in their businesses, is how timely is it? Now, your survey was done July the 1st through the 8th, first week of this month,
mm-hmm.
and then the information was released on July 15th. So you're able to have a quick turnaround.
Oh, yeah, within about a two-week period. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how often when will your next one be?
We will do this in October, and we'll do these every 3 months, so we end up doing 4 surveys a year. Now, we're also branching out statewide into our consumer confidence surveys, too. So beginning probably in August, we'll be coming out with a statewide measure of consumers' outlook on the economy.
Fantastic. So we'll be listening for those, and be sure and keep us informed so we can share those with the public, share them with the business community here.
Yeah, we'll do that. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much for sharing this with us today. Dr. Tim Graff with us this morning, the marketing professor and director of MTSU's Office of Consumer Research. If people need more information, how can they find that?
We have a website. It's mtsu.edu/consumer. That is the website for the Office of Consumer Research. They can actually, if they go to that website, they can read the full report.
Great. And that's good to do because you need to mull over things. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's really soak it in. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Stay with us. Much more to come. In fact, we're going to be talking about the Southern Girls of Rock and Roll Camp. Yeah, that's right.
Every one of us that ever came to play has to cross the bridge or fail.
We're News Radio WGNS 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
I love getting my mom presents at Bell Jewelers. They have the coolest Pandora bracelets. I love the ones with green on them because those are her favorite colors. One time I got her one with a megaphone on it for cheerleading because she's also my cheerleading coach. Get your mom a really cool Pandora bracelet at Bell Jewelers today. Bell Jewelers is on Broad Street, across from Toots. Stop by and get your mom a bracelet at Bell Jewelers.
This is Rick Sane encouraging you to visit Reeves Sane Drugstore. We're locally owned, locally operated. We have 200-plus employees. We take care of patients in so many ways, be it in a retail pharmacy, be it in long-term care with our nursing home assisted living patients, be it with our home infusion, patients coming out of the hospital that may need IVs, maybe it's the respiratory patients, medical equipment. We're reaching out all over Tennessee now and really appreciate the community supporting an independent, locally owned pharmacy. Reeves Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. And we've been in business now for 30 years, and one of the oldest menu items, in fact, it was on our original menu in 1985, is our seafood pasta salad. It's the Captain Jack's Seafood Pasta Appetizer or Captain Jack's Deluxe Seafood Pasta Salad. Try one today.
Good food and fun.
On Northwest Broad Street, on South Church Street in the Barfield area, and on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Weatherwise.
A heat advisory remains in effect here for the forecast area. A few spotty showers and storms possible late today. Partial sunshine at times, a high in the mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Right now, 84.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
This is Scott inviting you to come in and check out the largest selection of new and used fitness equipment in Murfreesboro. New equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
CBS Radio News has been keeping us informed on the news that shapes world history. Hear it on News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted names in news. News Radio WGNS and CBS News Radio.
Last of all, I would like to thank you for the word or two spoken in the moments when I needed you to see me through, and they do.
Hey, welcome back. We are focusing this morning on Middle Tennessee State University. Right now we're going to be talking about the annual Southern Girls Rock and Roll Camp at MTSU. Jason Manley's with us. He's an MTSU alumnus and volunteer at the camp. How many years has this been going on?
Well, this camp was started around 2002, I believe. So we're coming up on over 10 years of rocking at MTSU.
Okay, how did it get started? I mean, do girls have a desire to be rock and rollers? Or, I mean, these are band singers and the whole bit.
Well, the camp started with three women who were involved in the local music scene here in Murfreesboro as undergraduates at MTSU, and they formed the camp sort of modeling other women's rock camps throughout the country. There are several on the West Coast, and they wanted to bring it here to Middle Tennessee, so it's been going strong since then.
Now, you're an English teacher, 8th grade at Siegel Middle School. Is that right?
Sir.
Now, how did you get involved in this? Do you have a background in music or what?
Well, I was a RIM major originally at MTSU, and I've been involved with music here in town ever since I came to MTSU in 2001. So I've been aware of the camp, and then once I became a teacher and had free summers, it became a natural way for me to share my love for music with young people.
Now, of course, Siegel has a very strong music department, theater department. What kind of results are you seeing? I mean, when people go through this camp, do they have desires to be stars? I mean, is that what they're looking for?
I think some do. In fact, a band called Those Darlins, which started as a some members of that band started as campers and have gone on to pretty good success with their music. I think that for a lot of the girls that go, it's more just an opportunity for expression, self-empowerment, and finding ways to express themselves creatively.
It's interesting you mentioned those darlings. So it does teach you something that you can use, and it also possibly puts you in front of people who can make a difference in your professional career. You can be discovered, so to speak.
Sure. We have lots of bands that come in and play for the campers every afternoon. In fact, they get a concert. On our 10-year anniversary, Wanda Jackson came and performed for the campers. So, you know, it does provide somewhat of an audience for the girls who come to camp. And then the girls who find that they love it, a lot of them will keep their bands going outside of camp. So they'll continue playing wherever they can around. At Mayday Brewery has had some girls camp bands come and play, as well as venues in Nashville and Murfreesboro. So it ends up being, for those who want to pursue it, I think they find their voice through camp.
Now, the 13th annual Southern Girls of Rock and Roll Camp is set for July 27th through the 31st at MTSU. Is it too late?
It is not too late. In fact, the website to check it out is yeahintheborough.org, yeahintheborough.org. And registration is still open. So we're hoping to get some more campers sign up. We have about 50 right now, and we have plenty of room for more. There is also a scholarship fund for campers. The philosophy is to try to turn no one away for inability to pay for camp tuition. So there are still scholarships available. So for any girls out there who want to attend, please talk to your parents and come check us out.
Now, what age group is this for?
It's open for ages 10 through 17.
And do all of them have a knowledge of playing an instrument or singing or something of that sort, or do you learn that?
That is one of the most exciting parts, is that sometimes a camper will come with no musical ability or knowledge, and by the end of the week, they have some, which is great. I've taught beginning guitar at camp before, and that's such a fun class to teach, because sometimes the girls come and they've never even touched a guitar, and we give them a guitar for the week, and then it's my job to get them to play something before 6 days are over.
Now, do these girls go on and keep their groups together and then through high school, say, because this is middle school and you know, that general age group, do they find that they're able to get some gigs playing at parties and what have you, and make some extra money on the weekend?
They do. One band in particular right now that's come out of camp is called Oh Summer. I'm wearing their t-shirt right now, which they made at camp. They started at camp, but they do keep it going year round. We can expect I'm sure they'll keep their band at camp this year, but they'll continue it as camp at the end of camp.
So in addition to learning skills of you know, being better musicians, you're learning marketing as well.
Sure. The camp is structured in a way that the morning they take an instrument class, and then the afternoon they have a concert, and then they'll take a workshop. And they can take screen printing, DIY arts and crafts, songwriting, recording. There are several workshops that tie into the music environment. So they'll take a workshop, and then those skills can often help them promote themselves and learn new ways of creativity.
Now, during the summer Southern Girls of Rock and Roll Camp, do they actually make recordings? I mean, you're at MTSU, which has probably one of the finest departments of this type anywhere in the nation. Do they actually get into a recording session?
The girls who take the recording workshop will, and often the recording workshop will team up with the songwriting workshop. So the songwriting workshop typically will produce at least one song through the week, and then they'll team up with the recording workshop to record it. So they do get a little bit of that experience.
So that song could become a hit.
We hope so.
Okay. And sounds like you've had some really big winners in the past, too. But you mentioned that in addition to learning the skills and things of that sort, it builds confidence. How does that help? Tell us, obviously, confidence is good to have, but is this going to help them, what they learn, is it going to help them in the day-to-day life and the job field?
I think it will. You know, for a lot of young people and girls, they never even consider that they have this potential. And so we hope that at Southern Girls Rock and Roll Camp and the other camps that are part of the YEAH organization, that young people will take those skills and discover that they have something to say and find a way to say it.
Very good. And it's $310 per camper. That's the tuition fee, $310 per camper. If you have brothers, or not brothers, if you have sisters, there's no brothers there, right?
Right.
This is girls. If you have sisters, siblings of yours that are there, they get a 5% discount. Everybody doesn't pay that. So if, you know, if they're two or three sisters together, 5% off for the rest of them. And there are scholarships, so don't let the $310 keep you from at least checking it out. And it starts July the 27th. That's not that far away.
1 week from today, we'll be getting started.
So they need to get with you quickly.
Yes.
Is the internet connection, is that the best way, or is a phone better?
That would be the best, and that website again is yeahintheborough.org, yeahintheborough.org.
The YEAH, YEAH, that stands for something, doesn't it?
Youth Empowerment Through Arts and Humanities, which is the nonprofit parent organization that sponsors Southern Girls Camp, as well as Tennessee Teens Rock and Roll Camp and Rock Block.
That group has done so much in the community. I mean, phenomenal group, and more power to them, I tell you. If you have any questions, go to the website yeahintheborough.org. Y-E-A-H in the borough, B-O-R-O.org, and learn about the 13th annual Southern Girls Rock and Roll Camp. Jason Manley with us, MTSU alumnus, volunteer, and also 8th grade teacher in English at Siegel Middle School. And school's about to open up again. When does it start?
We'll be starting up in just a couple of weeks.
That's what I thought. I tell you, this has been a quick summer. Jason, thank you for joining us and telling us about
this. My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
This morning, we have been saluting Middle Tennessee State University. Go Big Blue. And if you missed any of the show and want to hear something again, go to our website. We do have it in podcast form on our website, WGNSradio.com. Have a super day. Truman is next on your good neighbor station.